Welcome to the Council of Better Business Bureaus podcast, Better Business, Better Series, where we will explore top-of-mind topics with business and industry leaders to understand the leading trends and innovations that continue to push the envelope in today's marketplace.
I'm Archana Mehta, principal of AM Strategies, a marketing and communications firm based in Washington, D.C. I'm a marketing professional by day and mom of twins all the time. I am honored to join Council of Better Business Bureaus on their quest in discovering what truly makes better business. Thank you for joining us at Better Business Better Series, where we will discuss the heart and climate of doing business better in today's marketplace. This month is National Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and you are listening to the second podcast in a series on the state of cybersecurity among small businesses. We are lucky to have Bill Finelli back with us today. Bill is Chief Security Officer for the Council of Better Business Bureaus. He's an expert in all things cybersecurity. He has a wide breadth of information security experience with more than 25 years, developing and implementing complex security and monitoring solutions. Welcome back, Bill.
Glad to be here.
So our last podcast focused on the current state of cybersecurity and the report that was recently published by the Council. Today, we are going to delve into something really fascinating to me, the myths around cybersecurity. And I have to admit, I was really surprised by some of the explanations around the myths. So let's jump in.
Sure. Yeah, there a lot of them aren't myths to me, but particularly from the research that we've done, the surveys we just completed, there's some misunderstandings out there in the marketplace that we're working hard to make sure people understand really how it works.
And tell me just quickly, or tell our listeners really, about this report that you just published.
Okay. We went out to 1,500 businesses, primarily small, mid-sized businesses, and asked them a whole raft of questions about what they're doing about cybersecurity, what they're willing to do, how much money they're spending on it, and what they understand about it. We also had some questions that we went out to about 2,000 consumers on in the U.S. and Canada as well.
So you learned quite a bit, huh?
Yes, we did.
So let's jump into these myths. The first one that jumped out to me was that small businesses are not at risk at cybersecurity.
Yeah, this is the I'm too small to attack argument. And you know, 10 or 15 years ago, there was a lot more truth to it. Mm-hmm. But what's happened is that the bad guys have a routine. They go in, they check your system. It's kind of like if they came up to your store, they're looking for where are the doors unlocked, and then they come back and they go in, they unlock doors, and then they take what they want. Well, they do the same thing in cybersecurity. They check to see where there are vulnerabilities, and mm-hmm. then they come in with their tools and they break in and then they take what they want. And it used to be that was a manual process and it took a lot of time. Mm-hmm. And if I was a bad guy, I could only go to one business at a time. But they've automated all of that. And so when the robot finds your website or your email server, it doesn't really care how big or small your business is. It doesn't even check. It's got a routine that it goes through and it says, oh, here's a place where I can get in. It pulls out its toolkit, its burglar tools, and breaks in there, takes whatever data it is. And it doesn't care if it finds five things or 500 million things. It's just going to take what it can find.
And why are small businesses such targets? Is it because there are so many small businesses in North America and they feed into or they're providing services for larger businesses?
Right. And that's really the issue. It's 95% of the businesses in North America are small businesses.
Huh.
And now it depends on what you mean by small. So Small Business Administration says that's less than 500 employees. That's mm-hmm. pretty big business for what a lot of people call small business. But even if you talk about under 25 employees, you're mm-hmm. still talking about 90% of the businesses in the U.S. and Canada.
Mm-hmm.
It's and those businesses, as you mentioned, they're half of the GDP.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of money there.
Quite a lot, right.
And they're in the supply chain to the larger businesses. And so a lot of attacks are just to get in and onto a computer mm-hmm. on a small business and sit there and wait until that computer connects to a business that's a larger business, and then it makes the leap from there into the larger business system. So those are a lot of the vectors. And what we found in our research is that, you know, one in four businesses came back and said they'd had a cyber attack in the last 12 months.
But a small business can't protect itself from a cybersecurity attack, right?
Well, as we were talking about earlier, if I run a corner candy store, it's really about risk management. Mm-hmm. What level of security is appropriate? Does it matter to me if some little kid comes in and steals a piece of bubble gum and gets out the door? Probably not. Maybe it matters to me, but not enough to put some protection in place to prevent that. If somebody came in and stole a case of beer out of the back and went out the front door, I'd be more concerned about that. And so I'm going to do things differently. That stuff's in the back of the store. They've got to walk past the register, so I'll see them. I'm going to handle things differently. So it's about managing the risk. Mm-hmm. Every business is under threat. Every business can put protections in place. It's really about what's the level of protection that's appropriate for your size business and the data that's involved.
What types of actions can small businesses take?
There's the routine stuff. You need to have a firewall in your router. Mm-hmm. You need to have antivirus on your machines. And then you need to just really pay attention to what you're doing. That's really the most important thing. We call it the chair to keyboard interface. That person who's sitting there on the keyboard, mm-hmm. that's where the worst things happen. If you get an email from somebody you don't know, and it's got a link in it, and you click on it.
Don't click on that link.
Stuff happens. In over 90% of the data breaches that occur, the way the bad actor got in mm-hmm. in the first place was through a phishing email.
Wow.
So that is by far and away mm-hmm. the best place to make an investment is in training for your people.
Stuff. Yep.
And if that email doesn't look like exactly what it's about, don't open the attachment, don't mm-hmm. click the link. And even if it doesn't have malware in it that's going to infect your computer, there's other things that happen. There's a bunch of guys now who just send out invoices. And there's no malware. Mm-hmm. It's just an invoice that says, please pay me for this paper that we shipped you last month. Well, they didn't ship you any paper. They're not a vendor of yours. They just sent you an invoice, and a lot of times people pay them.
Wow. Yeah. So training, it sounds like, is a really good step for businesses to take, small businesses. And then you were talking about having an IT team potentially if the business can manage it to handle security.
Yeah. The long and the short of it is IT is just is not generally the expertise of the plumber or the painter or the shop owner. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't make sense to try and do that yourself. You wouldn't, generally you wouldn't do your own plumbing in your business. I do a certain amount of my own plumbing at home, but I wouldn't do it in my business. So you shouldn't be trying to do your own IT, and particularly on the security side. Have somebody come in that helps you get it set up, and mm-hmm. at least the pieces you have in place are set up properly.
Why do you think that more small businesses don't invest in cybersecurity efforts?
Well, from our research is that they don't have clear guidance on what to do.
Okay.
Where there's a consensus that, I should have antivirus in place, I should have some firewalls in place, everybody's doing those things where there's some common understanding of the right things to do. But what can you put in an email? When do things need to be encrypted? There mm-hmm. just aren't good guidelines out there yet. And that's something that the Better Business Bureau is working on. And so kind of watch this space, hopefully in a couple of months or a year from now.
So if a small business is hit by a cyber attack, this is something that really resonated with me. Their financial institution, well, the myth is that the financial institution would cover the losses.
Right.
And now you're here to...
Yeah, and this was not terribly surprising to me, but it was very good to get the data in. If you're a business that's 250 people or more, you understand how things work.
Mm-hmm.
And so those guys understand that if there's a phishing attack on the treasurer for the company and they get their username and password into their bank account and they get into the corporate bank account mm-hmm. and walk away with $100,000, the business is stuck for that. The bank is not going to pay them back.
Wow.
And so those businesses also tend to have cyber security, security insurance in place so that they've got coverage. Very small businesses, when you start talking the numbers, it does this complete switch where 4 out of 10 small business owners and more when you get down to very small businesses believe that their business banking account is protected the same way as a consumer banking account. In a consumer account, if somebody breaks into my machine and gets my personal checking account, the burden of proof is on the bank to say that I was negligent. And generally, they're not going to be able to prove that, and the bank will replace the money.
But if you're for a small business, and that impacts, and that can impact a small business significantly.
Yeah, when we had firms, in our research, they said that they lost on average $4,400. Now, we were going to very small businesses. Some other research talks about numbers that are more like $32,000.
Oh, wow.
When there's cash lost.
Again, that's no small no small potatoes to a small business.
Right. That could be, you know, that could mean the difference of whether, you know, you, because there a lot of those businesses are running, you know, they're living out of the till. So, you know, will we be able to buy groceries this weekend, or will we make it through next month?
Right. So what happens? What is the first thing that a small business should do if they find out there's a security breach?
Well, the first thing a business should do is not wait until there's a security breach. In our research, we found that, and I applaud these businesses for their integrity, that they would notify their customers or their employees, depending on what sort of data is lost, which and that's a very laudable thing to do. But only, so 80% of them said they would do that. Only 20% of them had a plan to do that. And that's a problem because after the economic meltdown in 2007, 2008, there's a lot of law that came out, and 47 states have notification breach laws in place that are very complicated, and no two states are the same. And if you're, for instance, a business in our area around here, if I'm a business in Northern Virginia, I may have customers in DC and Maryland. The law applies based on where your customers are located, not where your business is located. So you may have three different sets of notification law that you have to deal with. You don't want to find that out after you've had a breach. You want to figure that out before you have a breach, because there are there's timelines and rules, and there's a lot of complexity to it. And if you do it wrong, there's fines, and it's just a bad place to be after the fact. So what you really should be doing is call your attorney today, sit down.
Create a plan.
Create a plan, and be ready when that happens, if it happens. Hopefully it doesn't. It's not common. But when it does happen, you really want to be ready.
Thank you so much, Bill, for sharing your expertise and experience with us today.
Glad to be here.
Bill Finelli is Chief Security Officer for the Council of Better Business Bureaus. If you have any questions about today's podcast or around cybersecurity and small businesses, you can send an email to 5steps@council.bbb.org. Thanks again.
You just enjoyed Better Business, Better Series podcast. Be sure to tune in next month for a brand new episode. To learn more about our other shows, visit betterbusiness.blueberry.com. That's betterbusiness.blueberry.com, and subscribe. The thoughts and opinions expressed on this podcast are the views and opinions of the guests, not those of the Better Business Bureau, Council of Better Business Bureaus, or program affiliates. This podcast is for information and educational purposes only and is copyrighted with all rights reserved. This podcast is protected by Blueberry's Terms of Service.